Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ, the nativity of the babe in the manger whom Christians believe was the Son of God. Indeed, the very word Christmas means Christ Festival.
Yet there can be little doubt that for many it is Santa Claus, not Jesus, who is the human face of Christmas. In fact, it is fair to say that in much of the world, Santa is better known than the Christ who gave his name to the holiday.
But how did the fat man in the Coca-Cola red and white suit become the symbol of Christmas? The truth is that, like the Christmas story itself, the story of St. Nicholas is a composite of history, myth, and legend.
According to tradition, Nicholas was born in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey, in about AD 270. When young, he traveled to Palestine and Egypt. Not long afterward, he became a bishop.
During the Roman Emperor Diocletian's bloody persecution of Christians in 303, Nicholas was imprisoned. However, when Constantine the Great became emperor in 306, he legalized Christianity and made it the official religion of the Roman Empire. Nicholas was freed.
The scribes tell us that Nicholas's prayers and leadership during the Great Tribulation led many to become Christians. Nicholas continued to serve as bishop for many years. On December 6, 343, Nicholas the Man died, and St. Nicholas the Legend was born.
During his lifetime, Nicholas's reputation for generosity and kindness gave rise to stories of miracles he performed for the poor, the weak, and children. After his death, devotion to Nicholas extended to all parts of Europe. His feast day was celebrated on December 6, but his reputation as a gift giver later became attached to the celebration of Christmas on December 25.
After the Reformation in the 16th century, Nicholas's cult disappeared in most Protestant countries of Europe. But his legend was united with old Nordic folktales of a magician who punished naughty children and rewarded good children with presents. In England, he became known as Father Christmas. But in Holland, St. Nicholas's name and reputation persisted as Sinterklaas.
In the 17th century, Dutch colonists took this tradition with them to America. Later, Sinterklaas was adopted by the English-speaking majority as Santa Claus. The resulting image of a jolly old elf driving a sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer crystallized in the 19th century. That was when Clement Moore wrote the now famous poem, A Visit from St. Nick. And the red and white suit? That was created by a Coca-Cola ad man in the 1930s.
Although greatly commercialized, the modern Santa Claus still embodies St. Nicholas's generosity and love for children. And for some, he still points to the nativity of the babe in the manger and reminds us of the reason we celebrate Christmas.